Welcome back to On the Record. I'm producer Maureen Harvey. Mental illness and comedy may seem like an unlikely combination, but a group of local improv performers has taken on the challenge. The Best Medicine Show, coming this weekend to Baltimore's Single Carrot Theater, pairs improvisers with true stories solicited from the community. All the stories have something to do with mental illness. Matthew Manning is a writer, actor, psychiatric nurse, and the founder of The Best Medicine. So Matt, welcome to On the Record.
Thank you for having me, Maureen.
How does this work? You have stories that people share and then improv?
The first thing about how it works is it seems like it shouldn't work. The setup is that we have guests from the community come and read true stories of how mental illness affects their life. And these stories are sometimes really sad. Sometimes they can be funny. A lot of times they're a combination of both, but almost all the time they're very powerful stories. And while they're doing that, we have a team of improvisers waiting in the wings, kind of listening very closely to what they're saying. And then when they're done, they go up on stage and using ideas that they've generated from the stories, they create comedic scenes.
I also want to introduce Michael Johnson. Michael Johnson is an actor and mental health professional. He's performed at previous Best Medicine shows. Michael, welcome to On the Record.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us what your story was about?
When Matt had asked me to do this show, I was going through, I'll try to keep this clean. I was going through the stuff at the moment. And I tried to talk about what was going on with me right there at that present time in my life. And it was about me breaking down at lunch at a Chipotle, sobbing into my burrito at like midday. And I'm very forthright. I try to be, because I feel like holding things in has never worked for me in the past. But I've also learned that the audience needs permission. And I do remember, like, getting into the story and having to ad lib, like, right at the beginning, telling them, like, you know, you're allowed to laugh. This is funny to me, and it's still funny, even though this happened, like, 10 days ago.
The idea of having to give the audience permission to laugh. As a performer, how are you sensing that, and what are you doing?
I feel it. Yeah. And I've performed long enough, and not to sound arrogant, but, you know, when you're writing something, you're like, okay, this will get a laugh, or, you know, this will be a laugh. And when those pieces early on, you know, just not hitting, and you can tell, you can feel when the audience is pulling back. Luckily, I'm experienced enough to know that, okay, I can step out of the script here and ad lib a little bit, because I want them to not feel like they're laughing at me. You know, I feel like so much of this is so difficult that to laugh with me is the most therapeutic thing for me.
Matt Manning, can you tell me what is your goal with this show? What do you want to accomplish for both the performers and the audience?
I think if we take a look at what Michael just said, him and I are both mental health care professionals. And we are supposed to deliver care, whether that's counselors or therapists, psychiatric nurses, psychiatrists. We are supposed to deliver care in this vacuum, from a place of tabula rasa, that we are just these blank slates by which we reflect off the patients. But of course, that isn't true. The reality is that we have universes of feeling inside of us. We have loss. We have grief. We have anticipation. We have hope. And we are bringing those things to work every day. And that's why stories like Michael's are so important to tell, because of the way they show in which, you know, this is something that touches everyone, even the ones that work with those that deal with this. And then also it expands the scope to say that, you know, not only is it the person going through it themselves, but also their family. It is that reflex that we are trying to play with a little bit, which is that when you tell these very serious stories, there's a lot of pent-up tension. But in real life, there is not just tension, there is also release. And so when we pair these stories with the breaks with the comedic improvisation, it allows for that release of tension, which leads to not only a very satisfying entertainment experience, but also overall it loosens up the tightness or the tension around the conversation about mental illness, and it makes it okay to talk about it and not always in such a dire way.
Michael Johnson, you've also performed doing the improv after somebody has shared their stories. That seems really risky. How do you find the right balance and pick up on what moments you can play with?
Sometimes something will happen during a story that as the storyteller, you may not hear or even realize. And sometimes you can play with that. The only thing that you don't want to play with is, for example, someone that's bipolar and is experiencing extreme mood swings or mania. Playing the a caricature of someone with bipolar, that's the kind of stuff that's just not going to resonate with the audience. It's not going to resonate on stage. It's just, you know, it's the lowest common denominator. What you're looking for are moments of truth that you can play with the mantra, you know, if this is true, what else must be true?
Matt, can you tell me afterward, what do you hear from the people who have shared their stories and the people who, the improvisers who've performed?
From the people that share their stories, I hear a lot of gratitude, which makes me feel really good, because a lot of times the symptoms of mental illness makes it very hard, believe it or not, to step up on a stage and share these things. So for me as the producer of the show, not only is it kind of making sure the performers show up on time and hit the right marks like it would be in a normal show, but along the way there's a lot of coaching in terms of writing their stories as well as building themselves up to tell the story. And so when that's over, I do hear a lot of gratitude, or sometimes I will hear people saying, "That was amazing. Don't ever make me do that again." From the improvisers, I just have repeat customers, people that were nervous about doing the show at first, and then after they do it, they're like, "That was amazing. I want to do it again," because you do really feel like you created something incredible.
Matthew Manning is a writer, actor, psychiatric nurse, and the creator of the storytelling and improv event, The Best Medicine. And Michael Johnson is an actor and healthcare worker who's performed at previous shows. Thank you both for talking to me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen.
The Best Medicine will be staging two shows at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, October 16th at Single Carrot Theater on North Howard Street. Ticket information is available at the On the Record page at wypr.org. This is On the Record. I'm producer Maureen Harvey. Thanks for listening, and tune in tomorrow.